I'm Steve Harrison. The Republican-controlled General Assembly this week voted to override Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of House Bill 10, which expands private school vouchers and also requires sheriffs to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally. Joining the GOP were three Democratic House members, including Carla Cunningham of Mecklenburg County. It's not the first time she's crossed her party. A year ago, Cunningham and four other House Democrats joined with Republicans in voting for the GOP's state budget. Cunningham says she voted yes because the budget expanded Medicaid. In response, the Young Democrats of North Carolina blasted the group of lawmakers, saying they should start acting like Democrats and stop helping Republicans. They warned them that the 2024 primary was coming soon. Cunningham did get a primary opponent for her Northeast Mecklenburg seat, though she won easily with 85% of the vote.
When you primary your moderate candidates, which I'm considered moderate, and the others are as well, then it leaves a bad taste because the Democratic Party is supposed to be a big tent.
She says the party is okay with far-left Democrats.
But when you get in the middle, then you have a problem.
The latest flap came this week when the General Assembly voted to override Cooper's veto of House Bill 10, which expands private school vouchers by about $6.5 billion over the next decade and requires sheriffs to work with ICE. Leading up to the vote, the progressive group Carolina Forward urged voters to contact Cunningham to vote with Democrats. It didn't work. Here she is on the House floor talking about the ICE requirement.
We must adopt a common sense approach to public safety, ensuring that federal and local agencies work together to safeguard our communities.
Cunningham, who's a nurse, also says she voted to override the bill because it includes money for two new statewide jail inspectors, which she says will help Mecklenburg County. 18 people have died in county detention facilities since 2018. She says there's tension with other Democratic lawmakers because
I'm not aligning with what they want me to do. And I've expressed to them, I wasn't elected to come to Raleigh to represent another entity other than my constituents, and they come first.
The bill, however, also includes that massive expansion of private school vouchers. Democrats like Mecklenburg State Senator Natasha Marcus say it's a giveaway for the rich.
This is not a bill about helping low-income families or even about school choice. This is about expanding the program to the wealthiest families in our state.
Cunningham says some people from outside her district wrote her and said they needed the vouchers because their children weren't being served in public schools. And to her, the issue was somewhat settled because voters were okay with the idea.
If the voters don't want opportunity scholarships, they can go to the polls and tell their elected officials that, you know, that's not what they want. But that's not what happened in this last cycle. Opportunity scholarships was already on the table when we went in this election, and people voted the same way.
Cunningham will start her seventh term in January. She expects another primary challenge in 2024. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.